Okay, we've been looking at methods of Bible study. We see included in our methods is certain types of study, and there's many types of Bible study, many ways that we can study the Bible. Last week we looked at topical study. Just find the subject, trace it through the Word of God. And again, we should not limit ourselves to one type of study. And the truth is, if we do it right, if we're thorough, whatever type we choose will lead into another type as well, and it just kind of goes round and round. But whatever our type of study, again, the principles are the same. We must have a proper approach. We must have precise observation. We must accurately interpret. And this, all of this enables us to make a relevant application. I want to look today at another type of study, and that would be Bible characters. The Bible, of course, records the lives of many. Some, it goes into great detail. Others, there's very little detail. But these lives are recorded, of course, for a reason, for purpose. And a character study is, we simply want to discover what the Bible, everything the Bible has to say about a particular individual. And if we're going to really do a character study, we need to try to find out everything that the Bible has to say about that character. Again, it needs to be thorough. Bible, the goal, of course, is to get a complete picture, to get a profile of a particular individual, and then, of course, to make application. How do we see ourselves in this individual? How does their life apply to our lives? Where are the parallels in their lives and our lives? Notice in Romans chapter 15, Romans 15, again, the goal of all Bible study is to learn, to conform to whatever it is that the Bible is teaching. That's true no matter what type of study we choose. The goal is to learn. What does the Bible have to say, and to conform to what the Bible has to say. In Romans 15 and verse 4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Then notice also in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant of how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized in Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." Verse 6, "Now these things were our examples." These things were our examples. And then he gives some negatives, and we'll, if we have time, get back to those later. But how do we do a character study? How do we go about doing a character study? Well, the first thing we want to do is, of course, find a character, a person that we want to study. Then we need to read all the scriptures that tell of that person's life, even the genealogy. Read all the scriptures that tell of that particular person's life. There may only be one verse that tells of that individual. There may be several chapters and maybe a whole book. But again, you have to read all the scriptures. So you want to gather all your scriptures concerning that person. Now, that person may have more than one name in the Word of God. If that be the case, then of course you need to look at all the names that that particular person has. If we were going to study the person of Noah, again, you want to go to the first place where you find this character. That would be in Genesis 5, verses 28 and 29. And we read of the birth of Noah. It's found in the genealogy. And it would take you all the way to Genesis, the last verse in Genesis chapter 9, verse 29, where we read of the death of Noah. So if we're going to study Noah, we would begin with the latter part of Genesis, or we'd really begin in Genesis 5. And you'd go all the way through to the end of Genesis chapter 9. You would also look at any New Testament scriptures that mention the name of Noah. Christ mentioned him in Luke chapter 17. It's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. So those verses would also be included. Have to study the meaning of their name. Because in Bible times, this was very important. Doesn't mean much to many people today, but in Bible times, names were very significant. They were very important. And Bible names revealed the person's character, revealed the person's purpose in life. The name Noah means restful and peaceful. But you always want to find out what the name means of whoever it is that we're studying. So we begin, of course, with their birth. If the Bible gives record of their birth, in some cases that wouldn't be so. And then you follow it through till their death, if the Bible gives that record. Need to study the time and place of their birth. A lot of times the Bible will not give this information, but many times it will. So we need to study the time and the place of birth. Notice, again, using Noah as an example, in Genesis chapter 5, Genesis 5, of course, is genealogy. It's a genealogy from Adam to Noah. And so if we're going to study the person of Noah, we need to look at this genealogy. And we see in Genesis 5:28, and Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah. Okay, we learn a couple of things. We learn Noah's father. His name is Lamech. He was 182 years old when Noah was born. Now, if you're studying a character, you want to make note of all of these things. You want to list this information and then put it together later. But we see, and he called his name Noah. That would be a good time to find out what the name Noah means. Why did he call his name Noah? And he goes on to say, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And we see, so we have the time of his birth. In verse 30, also backing up a little bit, if you were to follow the genealogy through the birth of Noah, you would find out that there are 1,056 years from Adam to Noah. Now that's useful information. From Adam to Noah is 1,056 years. If you just follow through that genealogy and add up all the years that are mentioned, that is the number that you would come up with. In verse 30, Lamech, which is Noah's father, and if you're really going to study a person, you want to get as much information about their parents as you possibly can also. Sometimes the Bible gives a lot of information concerning the parents of an individual, which would lead you into a study of their character as well. Here we see Lamech was the father of Noah, and he lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and he begat sons and daughters. So now we know that Noah had brothers, he had sisters, because his dad begat sons and daughters. We see that Lamech was 212 years old when Noah was born. Noah was 595 years old when Lamech died. This is all information that you would list in your study of a person. So you study the time and place of the birth. You study the family tree. If you're going to follow your own genealogy, you're going to study your family tree. You're going to find as much information as you possibly can. Some of it may seem trivial, but again, you just gather information. And that's what you're doing in the study of a Bible character. You're gathering information that you can use. So you study the family tree. You study the characteristics of other family members. Now, in the case of Noah, we wouldn't have a whole lot there. But in the case of others, you could study the characteristics of other family members, which again leads to the study of other people as well. So you see it just kind of branches out. We see that we need to study the time in which the person lived. Very important. What were the times like in which the person lived? Now, with Noah, there's much information. Genesis chapter 6 tells us all about the times in which Noah lived. Luke chapter 17, Christ speaking of his return, speaks of the days of Noah, how they were given in drunkenness and eating. And so you read Genesis 6, you read what Christ has to say about the days of Noah, and you can get a pretty good picture of what it was like when Noah lived. Again, if you're going to study a person, you want to know when they lived. What were things like when this individual lived? Because that will explain a lot about the individual. We also want to study the attitudes, the beliefs, the customs of the time in which they lived. Again, Genesis 6, Luke chapter 17, we get a pretty detailed picture of the attitudes of the people in Noah's day. We get a pretty good picture of the beliefs of the people in Noah's day, which leads us to a greater appreciation of Noah, because he was quite different than the attitudes and the beliefs of his day. So you want to study those things. You want to study the major events of their life. If you're going to study a person, whether it be a Bible character or whoever, you always want to know, well, what are the major events of their life? And the first thing, of course, using Noah as an example, the first thing that would come to most people's minds would be he built an ark, the flood. And certainly that is a major event. But I would say that is not the major event in in Noah's life. In Genesis 6 and verse 8, we read, "And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." That is the major event in Noah's life. And that verse, that event, explains the building of the ark. It explains the behavior of Noah. So whoever the Bible character is, you want to find out the major events of their lives. The next major event, of course, after Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, is God commanded Noah to build an ark. That's a major event. That's a major event. And we then, of course, following that, you have the animals coming to Noah. That's and everything leading up to the flood. These are major events in the life of Noah. You want to study the influences and factors that shape their lives. Genesis 6 and verse 8 is the influence and factor that shaped Noah's life. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. If you're going to study a person, you look at their attitudes, you look at their characteristics, you look at their traits, and then you have to ask yourself, well, why are they like that? Why are they like that? And you begin to study why they have these traits. And again, it goes back, in the case of Noah, grace in the sight of the Lord. You study those who lived during the same time frame. By so doing, you can make a comparison. You can make a comparison between their lives and the life of the person that you are studying. So when you pick a Bible character to study, you see that it branches out in many, many different directions. You study the person's personality traits, positive and negative. The Bible is a wonderful book in the fact that it tells us good things about people. And the Bible is very plain in telling us bad things about people. And if you're going to study a Bible character, some Bible characters, it only tells of the bad, because there is no good. Others, it tells of the good, tells of the bad. Noah, there are some very positive traits about Noah. There's also some very bad traits about Noah toward the end of his life. And there's many lessons to learn there. Notice again, if we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In verse 5, he says, "But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness." Now these things are written. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things, these are negative things. All these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So you, in gathering information about bad traits, it's for our admonition. It's for our learning. We come to the realization, I can do the same thing, or I have done the same thing. These things are written for our learning. Again, the whole purpose of Bible study is to learn. The whole purpose is to conform. And we see we need to study both positive and negative traits. Noah was steadfast. That's a very positive trait. He was a man of great perseverance. He was, but we see also toward the end of his life, he got drunk, committed incest. So we have good traits about Noah. We have bad traits about Noah. We also see that he had faith. And as you read in Genesis the account of the building of the ark, you see his faith. But then if you were to go over to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, we see the New Testament has something to say about the faith of Noah. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, moved with reverence toward God. And what did he do? He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And again, the basis of this is faith, which could lead into a topical study of the subject of faith, if you so choose to go that way. Again, one type of study leads into another type of study. We need to study all the conflicts that a person has, all the trials that a person may have faced. What were the conflicts and what were the trials of Noah? Well, that would be the times in which he lived. So you need to study the conflicts and the trials that they had. And that, of course, gives us hope and provides encouragement for us. You want to study, did the person have achievements, spiritual achievements, worldly achievements, secular achievements? What were the person's achievements? What were the person's failures? And again, you only get this information by looking at all the verses, looking at all the scripture relating to that individual. You want to determine, is there a key verse that best describes the person? Is there a key verse? And in the major Bible characters, there are key verses concerning each one of them that just everything else just centers around that. Again, with Noah, it would be Genesis 6, verse 8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So you want to, is there a key verse? And you say, well, how do you determine what is a key verse? You'll just know. As you study an individual and as you read all the scriptures, there's going to be something that's just going to stand out. We need to ask ourselves, how did their lives typify Christ? Not only in Old Testament characters, but New Testament also. How did their lives show forth Christ? Did their lives show forth Christ? Need to discover all the lessons that can be learned from their lives. All the applications that we can make to ourselves. And then if the information is available in the Word of God, study the time of their death, study the circumstances of their death, look at their closing days, if the Bible gives that information, and on and on and on we could go. But a character study is one type of Bible study. The next type we'll look at next week is a study of a particular book. Now, if you were to go into detail on a particular book, you are going to end up studying characters. You are going to end up studying subjects or topics. And so, again, it's just an example of how one type of study leads to another. Therefore, we should not limit ourselves to one type of study. Everybody probably has one type of study that they prefer over another, that they just simply get more enjoyment out of, but we must not confine ourselves to one type of study. If we do, we're going to end up with a narrow view. So we need to branch out. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. Again, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us access to your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to read your word. And we just pray that you would help us in all of these areas to read and to study and to search your word and to apply it to our daily lives. We pray now as we worship you today that our worship would be to your honor and to your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.